So I would like to, next on the agenda is the management report from WPFW General Manager John Hughes. I would like to welcome Mr. Hughes to the floor. Thank you. Welcome, Mr. Hughes. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Madam Chair, members of the board, on behalf of the WPFW station staff, the members of the local station board, the members of the community advisory board, our many, many, many listeners and our soon-to-be bountiful numbers of members by way of what?
The drive.
Campaign for growth. Somebody gets it. Absolutely. By way of our campaign for growth, welcome all of you to Washington, D.C., and it's our best hope that you will have a terrific meeting, and thank you for your thoughtful deliberations and discussions on behalf of all of us. Since my arrival 9 months ago, I've been engaged in a series of listening sessions with the LSB, the Community Advisory Board, the staff, volunteers, listeners, and members. These listening sessions involved in-depth, thoughtful discussions about the challenges facing the organization, the resources needed by the organization, and the desired future of WPFW. Correspondingly, walking in the door, I established a list of what I qualify as get rights. One, create a financially strong, efficient, and stable organization. Two, establish a leadership team. Three, reach out to all of our communities. Four, ensure that the organization has the required technical and most especially IT infrastructure. And fourth, most importantly, raise the profile of WPFW. The year ahead will be one of change for WPFW, one of transformation. During the past 3 months, WPFW management continued its efforts to listen, engage, direct, and evaluate the impact of the station's service to its communities. To move WPFW's mission and vision forward, management is continuing the implementation of short-term priorities for the organization to accomplish over the next 3 months. And for your consideration, I'll begin with a statement that is a statement of our cause. Our campaign for growth is the expression of our cause and details the reasons why prospective donors want to contribute to the advancement of WPFW and the advancement of our cause. Priority number one, WPFW campaign for growth. From its earliest days, 35 years ago, WPFW has always attempted to reflect the voices, concerns, and aspirations of its many listeners. In doing this, the station has steadfastly committed itself to building a strong sense of community among its listeners and to helping our community connect to the world. Perhaps more than any other form of media throughout Greater Washington, D.C., WPFW invites and enables this widespread and diverse community to participate in truly democratic communication. WPFW provides opportunities for people to consider topics ranging from healthcare to education, from fair housing to economic opportunity, from jazz to justice. This station does not shy away from tackling tough issues or from asking tough questions, yet we always strive to encourage an atmosphere of respect and civility in public discourse. We believe that democracy, true democracy, requires an open exchange of ideas. To that end, WPFW provides a sorely needed public space for such an open and civil discussion of ideas and opinions. Our goal is to create better citizens by reporting reliable information, by providing a space for the exchange of ideas, and by instilling the sense that citizen participation really does matter. As WPFW looks to the future, its ambition is to increase its already strong and tested service to the greater Washington community. Speaking now in the most general terms, we hope to expand our capacity to tell stories, express the aspirations, and perhaps above all, to nourish the knowledge and understanding of both public and cultural affairs among all the inhabitants of our vast service area. To do this, WPFW's long-range planning must include both the production and the acquisition of many new programs. As an example of this, the station intends to develop an expanded local and national news and current event service. It is our intent to distribute the programming from this new service to public radio stations across the nation, but most especially to our brethren and companion Pacifica flagship stations and the Pacifica affiliate stations. But before embarking on these ambitious long-term goals, WPFW must overcome two very immediate obstacles. First and above all, the station must find a new home, and it must do so by early next year. The problem is that by July 2012, the building that houses WPFW studio in Washington's Adams Morgan neighborhood will give way to a commercial development. Thus, WPFW must leave. At the same time we'll be navigating this complicated studio relocation, we must face up to a second major difficulty, the very urgent need to replace virtually all our studio production equipment. Most of our present equipment inventory and complement is badly out of date and in poor condition. A few of our equipment items were installed as part of the station's opening in 1976. It simply makes no sense, either economically or technically, to move this antiquated equipment to the new site. In fact, our consulting engineers have advised us that some of the equipment has deteriorated to the point that it might not even survive such a move. We referred to these two developments as difficulties, but as often the case with such so-called problems, they bring with them exciting possibilities. After all, a new and bigger studio facility featuring up-to-date production equipment would greatly strengthen WPFW's ability to expand its locally produced programming. It would also allow the station to reach out in new and imaginative ways to the Washington, D.C. community. But the expenses for all of this will be formidable. The studio relocation itself will be costly, embracing, as it almost certainly will, expensive renovations to make our new space suitable for multiple broadcast studios. One estimate we received for this work was more than $350,000. In addition to this, the cost associated with replacing our studio equipment here recently suffered another setback. Until recently, the United States Department of Commerce administered a grant program whose purpose was to help public stations purchase needed equipment. Well, last March, that program was abolished. In practical terms, this program's demise has effectively raised the cost of our much-needed equipment replacement. Looked at from a broader perspective, we have observed funding cutbacks at other, more general national public broadcasting institutions. This means that, as is true with our companion public broadcasting stations nationwide, WPFW must seek new ways to support and expand its services. That's why, in the coming days and months, you'll hear WPFW staff, programmers, volunteers, the local station and community advisory boards, and most especially the thoughtful and generous people who support WPFW talk extensively about the station's new Campaign for Growth. Our Campaign for Growth will establish several new donor programs to involve those of you willing and able to make a special commitment to the station to meet these special needs. You'll be hearing us talk about how you, our loyal members and listeners, can play not just merely an important role, but rather an absolutely vital role in securing the future for this, your community broadcasting station. Over the next year, WPFW's future will be one of change, of transformation. Our new home, the home that this community will build, and the programs and services that this station will originate will be defined by the people who believe in the mission and vision for this station. This station, your station, the station that nourishes your spirit, expands your perspective, and strengthens your community and enriches your mind. That's what WPFW's new home and enhanced service is ultimately about, connecting people with ideas, with our past, and with our future. WPFW's future is now. Thank you for your long-standing support, and on behalf of the entire community of listeners, we thank you for extending this generous support to WPFW's Campaign for Growth.
Thank you so much, Mr. Hughes. Yeah, sure. Just for the benefit of the board directors, Mr. Hughes has a longer report in your board packet. And John, Mr. Hughes, will you please stay? I think some of the board members might have questions for you. That's one of the nice opportunities about getting to talk to our local managers. So I'll go ahead and take a queue of questions. Teresa Allen and then Nia Bediaco.
Thank you very much for mentioning that you might have some equipment. At KEOS in College Station, a wonderful community radio station that has no paid staff, has built from an engineer with ingenuity, built it like from the ground up, from things that he found. And when you're ready to get rid of your equipment, there may be some small affiliate stations then that can use that equipment.
Can I respond to that?
Yes.
Very quickly. That's such a good thought. What equipment? I have to be fully disclosed. For the sake of full disclosure, we might not get rid of all of our equipment.
I know.
To the extent that we can redeploy it.
I'm just suggesting we're all in this together.
And I love that idea, and we certainly will yield to when we can pass it on, we will.
Okay.
But there could, as an example, there might be an opportunity to redeploy it as a training platform.
Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure everything gets used.
Sure.
want to thank, speaking of community, and you've really spoken about community, really had a wonderful time at Westminster Presbyterian Church last night.
Yep.
Looking at their mission on the wall, like walking the walk.
Yep.
Is inspirational, and I want to thank you for that. I also want to thank your media partner going to see Trouble in Mind tonight at the Arena Theater. I'm really looking forward to that, and I hope that other people here will join us there. But I do want to say that in regard to your speaking of community, that someone from WBAI has offered a challenge, and starting at 8 o'clock tomorrow, because I'm going to be pitching on your station, someone has offered $500. So from 8 until 8:30, or those people who want to give me your, do you have a pledge card on you?
She's good. She's working it right now.
On you?
This is so emblematic of our LSB.
Taking pledge right cards, if we can get at least $500 in pledges, then your station will make 1,000 of it. Okay, so I have a someone from WBAI has pledged $500. If you can match it, do you think that your community is going to rise to that occasion?
I not only think it, I know it.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Director Allen, for already getting the pledge pitch off the ground. All right. Next, thank you, Mr. Hughes. Next, we have Nia Bediaco and then Campbell Johnson.
Well, I guess Teresa's a hard act to follow, except I could say, see, now we're going to be counting the depreciation twice for that equipment. I just want to have to get that in there. But on a serious note, thanks very much for your very eloquent report. And I mean this sincerely. It was excellent. Maybe you should do a PSA of the portion that you read. and play that.
It was actually the preamble for the drive. It ran 2 weeks in front of the drive. It started 2 weeks. Not the entire, my staff beat me down and made sure that I committed to a certain portion of time, but it has been running for 2 weeks.
Oh, great. It was really well written and well read.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you very much, John. Certainly appreciate that. And I tell you, he's in addition to being a tremendous general manager, he's a tremendous cheerleader for WPFW and for the WPFW family. I wanted to mention one thing that I had mentioned to you some months ago, and we certainly would be about sharing with affiliate stations any things that we can share. But we were also looking at the notion of perhaps, and I talked with Ursula about this, maybe there might be some equipment that affiliate stations might have that we could use. And so, you know, this exchange, I think, through the family here is something that can be just profoundly beneficial. And I'm looking for us to be building stronger and closer relationships. This is why I got involved in the Affiliates Task Force, is because, you know, this is the way we can grow the network. And I think that it's critically important that we, bring these connections together in a greater and more vital way. Thank you.
Thank you. And if I might add, Madam Chair,
of course, please respond to all the members. Thank you.
One of the great success models that work in the world of public media are the chats that occur from the disciplines. For example, if we were to construct an engineering chat between all of the engineers in on the flagship stations, but most especially the affiliates, so that where there is an inventory of broken, obsolete, outdated equipment and a requirement to replace such, just having that conversation, having a platform to have that conversation would contribute mightily, I think, to a lot of an engineer's miseries. But to have a repository where you can go assuredly and say, I need a console. You know, I have a console that was built in 1976, and I need a fuse.
Very good points. Thank you. LaVon Williams?
Thank you, John. I've enjoyed working with you since you've come on board 9 months ago. So I just wanted to say that actually I have two checks, Teresa. Either you can add to your challenge, or you can make it as part of meeting your challenge. And there are two checks in the amount of total $100. And Revlon is taking care of the pledge cards with the checks.
Thank you.
Wow. I don't think we'll use that. I think we can find another $500.
We certainly will.
Okay, I like it. This thing's going to grow by tomorrow. Okay, next up is Rodrigo Argueta.
Muchas gracias por la bienvenida que tuvimos ayer. Thank you very much for the welcome that we had yesterday. It was like beautiful, you know, the night. It was splendid. And also, you know, I'm really happy that to see that you're like, you know, world taking among you, the community here in Washington, D.C. So there's a lot of criticisms about different managements and different radio stations or PDs, you know, to say. But it seems like things right here are a little bit better, or much better, you know. Hopefully it will remain like that. One question I have, you know, or two questions basically, is that how much is the goal of the fund drive each time you do it? And do you usually reach it?
We set a goal for this drive at $400,000. We will end our fiscal year to the good this year, and I'm just really happy to make that announcement. Thank you for raising this point. This is a great thing, great opportunity to announce what we did. We reconfigured our drive schedule. Heretofore, the station had three full fundraising drives within the course of a fiscal year, and what was described as a mini drive that was typically held in August. The problem was twofold, at least. The mini drive had minimal yield to it. and in August, and you know, people just in this community, they disappear. And radio listening is probably at its all-time low in the cycle of, well, in the calendar year. And so having a drive in that period of time was just, it was counterproductive. And I was so glad to hear Tracy, and I think, yes, absolutely, talk about the absolute imperative to have a year-ending drive, because we now subscribe to that. We have reset, thanks to working with Bruce Wolf, and our other valued financial treasures, we have reset our drive clock. And this September drive is the last drive, obviously, that we'll be conducting at the end of this fiscal year, which ensures that WPFW, for the first time in a long time, will end the fiscal year to the good. And correspondingly, and most importantly, we will start the new fiscal year to the good. And as was so aptly described, having a December drive makes all the sense in the world. And I would add one other consideration for fundraising in December. December 28th, that day and that day alone, I would urge all of you to consider a one-day something, maybe the 28th and the 29th. There is some science in the world of philanthropy that subscribes to the day of December 28th as having an incredibly high yield for year-end giving. So correspondingly, we'll be doing a full drive, or at least a drive of some length in December, to be determined, but we are committed to doing something on December 28th and maybe even December 29th. But I would just urge all of you to consider that as an opportunity.
Thank you.
But thank you so much for your comment. And I'm not just the president of the Hairmen's Hair Club for Men. I'm also a member.
Thank you. Next, we have Afia Wangaza.
Hi, John. My name is Afia Wangaza, and I am a affiliate representative. We're a low-power FM community radio station, WMXPLP in Greenville, South Carolina.
Yes.
And first of all, thank you for the hospitality and the other members of the WPFW family that we've experienced, but we especially thank you for fulfilling the role that we view as essential to Pacifica, and that is to provide progressive content to the hinterlands that we could not otherwise on our own be able to access or produce. You manage to get our transmitters and yep. our mixing boards and our this and our that, but we can't get the interviews. We can't get the Jazz and Justice Midday with Tom Porter or the Legacy Programming with Jared Ball that ties us into the rest of the world, and it makes our stations meaningful and essential to the survival and development of our communities. So I'm here to especially thank you for the affiliate stations and providing us with that invaluable service. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that good thought. And I absolutely commit not just to an ambition, but a determination. There is more to come. We take very seriously, and frankly, are very proud, but understand it comes with a great requirement. Our location here in Washington, D.C. is more than just a symbol. There's a real requirement for us to have a high yield on behalf of all of Pacifica. And I know that, you know, in the past, you know, there was, you know, a glorious effort, a terrific effort for the work that was put forth with respect to Pacifica News with the Bureau located here in D.C. And it's our aim, it's our ambition, and our determination to make our location meaningful to all of Pacifica, frankly, to all of this country. And I would just, if I could extend that point, I would like to first and foremost commend our staff as an example, emblematic of an example. I am Troy Davis.
Yeah. Amen.
And it was never more played out than it was on Wednesday. I want to thank our executive director, our dedicated staff, for just doing a yeoman's work on Wednesday, partnering with Democracy Now! Washington, D.C. was a very special place Wednesday, working through Thursday, frankly, working beyond now. And, you know, we're committed to our brethren stations. I commend Heather for the work that she's doing. Mm-hmm. Companions, thank you, Bruce, companion stations. But, you know, to be working in mission and feel like you really are in the mission, there's nothing like it. And we were not only in the mission, but we were in the moment. So, but thank you for those good thoughts.
Thank you. Thank you for the special programming. We had it in Los Angeles, too, so thank you for doing all that. Kimberly Orndorff?
Brother John, we just want to thank you for your work the last 9 months, and just knowing you has been a pleasure. Your reports have been timely. Your enthusiasm has been great, and your leadership has been impeccable. So we want to give you kudos on all of that.
Thank you.
For the young folks listening out there, they call it kudos.
Yes.
Not cooties now.
They call
cooties.
Them props.
Kudos. thank you for the great report again. And one key thing that you said is being a teacher for 20 years and working with the young people, and that's one of the main things that I want to see WPFW become, is a hub for our young folks,
sure,
especially our young people in D.C., and it's teaching them what happens on the other side of what they hear through their little, you know, earphones or what have you, and that's how to become a good, productive programmer of music or community events or public affairs.
Absolutely.
So we thank you for your work.
Thank you for the good thought, and if I could correspondingly extend your good thought by absolutely, again, confirming that our determination is the next generation. And on a very fundamental front, I have committed, starting with the leadership team, something as basic as succession. We all have to take on someone. We're committed to taking, I say someone, a mentee, so that we are absolutely preparing the next generation with thoughtful, and let me underscore this, hands-on training that will lead more than to just a job or an internship, but we're talking about a career. So, but thank you for your good thought.
No, because I was saying that because folks ask me, well, how do you get 12-year-old and 13-year-olds to come in at 3:00 in the morning on Saturday? So, that's what I've been trying to do, is get a little platform where I can come in and teach them and train them without having to drag them
I mean, it gives me great pleasure to announce to this group that our youth broadcasting show, 2K Nation, not only reached their goal for this pledge drive, but mightily exceeded it.
One moment, please. Before Lydia, I had Bruce. Did he go already while I was turning down the turning up there? Okay, Bruce Wolf was next, and then Lydia.
Yeah, but I'll let John answer the
question. Oh, sorry.
The Nation comes on the air. What time of the hour?
Tuesday, 7:00.
Thank you. Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
3:00 in the morning.
Now, it is, and it's herald as such, the only prime time youth radio program in a major market. You all know this. We are the 9th largest media market in this country, and to have a youth radio show in prime time, you know, really speaks. I mean, again, the LSB, CAB. Our staff, members, listeners, volunteers, you know, it speaks well of all of you know, the mission and the vision of this station. But, yes.
Thank you. Bruce Wolf, and then Lydia Brazon.
I'll try and be real quick. I just want to, I had to work with John as treasurer of the LSB and as an LSB member. And he knows I was a constant pest sitting on top of him and Robert West, our business manager, to make sure that the budget process was followed on time and scrupulously. And I want to say that it was what the job they did to put together a budget, which you'll be seeing soon, that really met the goals of what we need to meet and in a realistic way is highly commendable, and I appreciate it. And then again, was on time, but I want, and I just want to say this. And I don't know if you mentioned the pledge team in your remarks, John.
I didn't, but thank you for what
I want to bring.
Please,
an innovation that John brought along with him, and it's real important, is for the first time we put together a committee, if you want to call it, task force of all the, representing all the parts of the station.
All the in-house
paid staff, volunteer staff, programmers, sound engineers, LSB members, community advisory board members, and it was freely attended as we didn't select people out. People came to be on it. And I want to say that a lot of the innovations, and the one I was thinking of mostly, like, for instance, moving the last year, the end of year drive to September, came out of that meeting because there was such good free flow of ideas that it generated that kind of creativity, yep. Very important creativity. And I just want to commend it because, honestly, past general managers haven't always been like that. They've been more ivory tower, reclusive, making all the decisions themselves. John is very clearly experienced and knowledgeable, but he doesn't pretend to know it all, and he's willing to listen to everybody. There's no one he won't listen to, and I appreciate that a whole lot. And I think that's what promises a lot in the coming years.
Thank you, Bruce. Yeah. And you are no pest.
No, I was.
I hear you in my ear an awful lot, but it's...
Thank you. It's nice to have good working relationships between the board and management. Lydia Brazon?
Yes, and I wanted to mention, for those who don't know, I did have a stint in advertising, and so I was like so impressed by the slogans last night and the energy, because Pacifica, once people get to hear, if you're talking about the progressive sector or anyone that would be open to it, once they hear about us or they listen to our programming, they become very enthused, but we don't have substantive mechanisms of advertising and marketing ourselves and becoming part of the fabric of the community, like as what we saw last night, and then have something that is ear-catching,
yeah.
Intellectually catching, emotionally catching, because in this context it was the music as well, etc. And that is something that we really need to start looking at, because even what the auditor said was we've cut staff to the bone. What we really need to do now is grow listenership. How do you do that? More brainstorming around that. Thank you again. This has been a wonderful experience, and welcome, and thank you.
Thank you.
I believe Marcel was next.
Hello, John.
Hello, Marcel.
As always, I'm the last name that's listed when it comes to directors, so I'd like to be the last person. It's just alphabetical. To be the last person to tell you what a great job you've done. Bringing you on board was a very long process, but it was well worth the wait. I'd like to say that we have had a board consistently, if filled with passionate people who have been passionate trying to do whatever it is they thought was best for Pacifica. And in that vein, when I listened to the Troy Davis program, I remember that a former PMB director and LSB member, Attorney Thomas Ruffin, has worked for decades trying to work with Troy Davis year in and year out. And that same spirit of working with the community is exemplified in you, John. This could not have come together, because many of you know this is a different way for us to have our PNB meeting. But when we go tonight to Arena Stage, that is the direct result of John, and John being willing and open to take on partners. And I hope that it will be an example for us throughout Pacifica, that we can take on partners and that we can achieve so much. And I want to give a lot of that credit to you, John.
Thank you, Marcel, very much. Thank you.
Bill Crozier.
Thank you so much, Sean. And I'm on the Finance Committee, and we looked at great detail in your budget. Appreciate the contingency plan you came up with. I don't think you're going to need it, and I don't want to put any more pressure on you, but I think I really want you to be really successful, because we need you as a model for what all the rest of our station can do in a campaign for growth.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you so much. Are there any other board members with questions for the general manager, Alex Steinberg?
Not really a question. I just want to add my voice to those commending you and your fine work at WPFW. I won't say it was exactly a pleasure going over the budget on the Finance Committee for WPFW, but it was the closest of any of the budgets that we had to consider. So thank you. Thank you for the work you did in prepare and helping bring that together, and thank you for putting up with Bruce.
Thank you, Alex.
Oh, that's... Thank you. Are there any other members with questions or comments for Mr. Hughes? Okay, and then I will just say something. I'd like to thank you, John Hughes. I always find WPFW to be a very gracious signal area. Thank you to Marcel Reed and Gloria Turner and all of the local members who are making our stay not just one. Oh, and Revlon Gold, yes, thank you. To all the local members and to you, management, for making our visit to Washington, D.C. one that's not just a place where we accomplish business, but where we also get to know each other and the local community better, and it makes it a more enjoyable experience. It's nice to feel good about what you do and not just, you know, conduct business as well. And I'd like to personally thank Thomas Sweeney as well, who went to three different airports in 2 days to pick me up finally. So thank you, Thomas.
Thomas Rainey.
Thomas Rainey. Oh, sorry. I had the Thomas part. So, you know, for taking care of that. So, and yes, he's an LSB member, so just thank you personally from the chair for that. But just Washington, D.C., WPFW, very gracious hosts, and we really much
thank
appreciate
you,
it. And we really appreciate all the work you've done as the new general manager. It's always a difficult task, and you seem to be doing a fantastic job of it. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and thank you all for your good thoughts. And absolutely, please continue to have a thoughtful and productive meeting, and most especially on the social swirl, please enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So kind. And next, I would like to welcome Tony Norman, who is the new chair of the WPFW Local Station Board. Mr. Norman, please welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Tony Norman, just recently elected chair of the LSB with maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. So let me welcome you all, the members of the National Board here to Washington, D.C. Let me also say this. I happened to run into the mayor last night, Vincent Gregg, who I work with. We had enough time. He wants to welcome you also. If he had enough time to get it
done,
he would have something more formal. But I spoke with him last night, and I work very closely with the mayor, as well as the chairman of the city council. Kwame Brown want to welcome you all here also, but if we had the time, we would have gotten maybe something more formal for the board.
Well, thank you.
From the city, welcoming you all here to Washington, D.C. I would be remiss if I didn't recognize the local board members here. Could you all please raise your hand, and those who have been, we have Thomas, Marcus, Revlon, Benito, and former board members, Mr. Byrd.
Yes.
Could you please... And programmers. Oh, yeah. Programmers. Could you please raise your hand? Okay. And thank those board members who have been very active in coordinating this, Marcel and Revlon, to making it. I'm sorry?
Jim Brown.
Jim Brown.
Gloria Turner.
And Gloria Turner. Okay. And also let me thank Renee Bowser, who is the immediate past chair. She's got tied up. She wanted to be here. We're going to do a joint report. She's been a great deal of help in coordinating things over the last year for the board. I'm going to briefly go over some of the highlights that she would have brought up here and what our vision is for the future. As chairman of the board, Renee, they were successful in holding a board retreat and a successful town hall meeting. As you know, also, our MAS committee got together a search committee, and not only did the committee come up with great recommendations of our general manager earlier, but also they come up with three solid candidates for the program director. And at our board meeting, we were satisfied with any one of the three that will be selected. So we forward those three recommendations on to the general manager, who is reviewing and deliberating on that selection of the program director. And some other things that the board has done over the last year, we have a relocation committee that's looking for a spot and working with the general manager on that. We have a very proactive finance committee. We want to thank Bruce, who serves as our treasurer, to getting together our budgets, bringing it into a much more professional category of reviewing the budget by the board and submitting it on to the station management. And also, we are reviewing now policies in terms of new programming and old programming, which Benito is chairing. We're going to be coming out with policies of reviewing our programs. And there's a debate in our board now with how much involvement we will have over the programming, which there is some purview that the bylaws give us to review programming, but not to try to get involved in the day-to-day operations. That will still rest upon the primary responsibility of the program director and the general manager. So, and now as the new board member, some of the things we want to do for the future, one of the things I envision is bringing balance to the board and streamlining our meetings so that we can focus more on the essence and important things that we need to focus on and try to get away from the politics and the personality clashes if possible. So, but I think we've been doing a good job. We're on the right direction, particularly with our new general manager. Everybody seems to be, it's like, everybody's in agreement we have a good general manager. So we can start with that common ground and working for the betterment of PFW. One of the things I want to do, we want to help put the station on a quick, on a solid financial basis. That's one of the things we're going to work for the upcoming year. Some of the other visions we have, of course, is the relocation and to help make WPFW an essential part of Washington, D.C. And we have many different family elements of the family of WPFW, programmers, management, listeners. We want to put everybody kind of work in their same different, in their own little circles. We want to put everybody on the same page to achieve the same goal. So hopefully if we can achieve that. But on the whole, I think we're all headed in the proper direction here. And I hope over the next year we'll take the board in a proper direction and bring in balance with management, programmers, listeners, and members. So with that, I want to delay you any further. But that's, in a nutshell, what our board is. And once again, we want to welcome you here and hope you have an enjoyable stay.
Thank you so much, Mr. Norman. Mr. Norman, could you please stay at the microphone for a moment in case there are any questions by the
sure.
members? Thank you. I think Marcel Reed.
Well, I just wanted to mention that last year under Renee, we had two very good fundraisers. One was the U Street Jam, which was organized by Gloria Turner, which had been the most single successful fundraiser that I remember at WPFW. So we are recommitting to raising more money, as we will be doing under our new chair, Mr. Norman. And I'd also like to say that the programmers last year had a fundraiser, and they turned the funds over to the station as well, and we appreciate that, and we just hope that those efforts will be redoubled. So thank you.
Thank you. Do I have other questions or comments from board members? Okay, thank you, Mr. Norman. And who is that? Campbell. Okay, go on, Campbell Johnson.
Yes, I just wanted to mention that we're, I think, a very active board. We've got a number of people who are very energetic, and we're enthusiastic about Tony and the leadership that he can provide. He's been very much of a leader in the District of Columbia community and championing a number of issues. One, I think, that perhaps at some point we'll get more national recognition in regard to the McMillan Reservoir, which we think is a certain gem, just like WPFW is a gem in D.C., the McMillan Reservoir also is. And we think that it's the kind of thing that marks this community as having a kind of holistic sense to it that's a personality. And I don't know if there's something you'd like to share with the board and listeners regarding the McMillan Reservoir and other projects that you're working on as well.
Yeah, I didn't want to bore the board, but the McMillan Reservoir is a major historic site here in Washington that I've been fighting for the last 20 years. In fact, it was one of the first cases I worked on out of law school. And it's been a battle to be passed by Washington at the corner of North Capitol and Michigan Avenue. There's this wonderful site. It's the water, and you see the towers. It is a historic site. It has a great deep history in Washington, D.C., with Frederick Law Olmsted and many of the engineers, and we've been fighting that battle to preserve the site. It was just listed in a national publication, Landslide magazine, as one of the 10 top sites in the nation that are scheduled for demolition if the historic community doesn't fight it. And once again, I want to reiterate, because I did speak with the mayor, and I wish we had worked something out, Vincent Gray. He would have snatched some time, because I mentioned it to him last night. If we had known and worked it out, he possibly even could have made it here to welcome you all here himself. So he did wanted me to extend that welcome to you all here on behalf of the Washington, D.C.
Well, thank you, and please extend our thanks to the mayor as well. And don't leave yet. I think, did you want to? Oh, to the program. It's not to Mr. Norman. And was there anyone else, Ken? Did anyone else have their hands up? Okay. So, yes, please extend our thanks as well, and we do appreciate the warm welcome that D.C. gives us. And thank you so much, Mr. Norman. Extend our best to Renee as well. Oh, okay. One moment, please, before we move on in the agenda. Our secretary, Ms. Wangaza, has something to say?
To the programmers,
we're still in session.
To the programmers present, I wanted to particularly express the appreciation of affiliates for the programs that you produce. Because, as I said earlier, it's the programming, it's the content that Pacifica provides. Is the reason that we associate ourselves with and affiliate with Pacifica. And it's the programming that you produce that makes our stations substantive and allow us to fill our basic fundamental mission, which is to provide a lifeline to the rest of the world and to give substance to our local efforts. So again, thank you very much for the programming that you do.
Thank you, Afia. Next up on the schedule, and I hope people are more comfortable. I had the air conditioning toned down just a touch, so. Well, not down, yeah, up, yes. Well, yeah, I got slightly less frigid. Next up on the schedule is WBAI manager Bertolt Reimers with a report on our New York station WBAI. I just turned it. I turned it up by 3 degrees.
Board member does not have the report.
Well, here, just pass them to the end, and they can be passed down. Bertolt, thank you. I think everyone got one. Perhaps you didn't get one. Okay, here. I'll take. I think Bertolt, if I may get one more. Folks, it seems that there's a bit of restiveness in the room, so we're going to take a 5-minute break, stretch, take care of needs. Yes, okay. So anyway, 5-minute break, you know that usually morphs into 10, but let's not make it any longer than that, and then we will hear from Bertolt. Thank you. Yes, thank you. I myself could use a break right at the moment.